All right, it's the rundown. Thursday, May 4th. Shout out to Robbie Fox and all the Star Wars nerds. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is, they got a new deal going. Use the promo code RUNDOWN. You get $10 off your first ticket purchase. It's the easiest way to buy and sell tickets online for concert events, for comedy specials, for shows, for sporting events. You download the free SeatGeek app, you go to settings, add a promo code, RUNDOWN, you get $10 off your first purchase. They put all the tickets in an easy-to-read chart so that you know exactly what you're going to get, exactly how much bang for your buck for the ticket that you buy. Everything's guaranteed, no fraudulent tickets, so download the SeatGeek app, promo code RUNDOWN, $10 off. Those spinner things are...
It's so addictive.
Addictive.
Okay.
Let's begin. Yet again, it's Groundhog Day. Delta Airlines, another plane incident.
United was the other one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying another plane incident because they're every. It doesn't matter what airline anymore. They're all fucking assholes.
Well,
so that's the point.
It does,
this
Kevin.
Has been a long time coming. I feel like this is kind of like the police shootings thing, where this has been happening for a long time. Now we finally got it on video.
Right. I mean, one is my favorite. I'm almost on the airline side this time because they doubled down so hard on it. The ticket, a seat for their 2-year-old, and the airline wanted them to move the 2-year-old so that they could give it to an adult. And they said, we will throw you in jail and we will throw your kids in foster care.
Then they can remove me off the plane.
You and your whole family. Yeah, that's fine. Offense, and then you and your wife will be in jail and your kids will be in foster care.
We're gonna be in jail and my kids are gonna be what?
It's a federal offense if you don't abide by
it. I bought that seat.
You have the story wrong. This is the problem here. This is fake news you got right here.
Oh.
What happened was...
Come on, we don't do real news.
What happened was they had... The ticket was for their older son, who they bought an earlier flight to get home earlier. So then they were trying to put
like
the...
Monty's not here.
Oh, they were trying to bogart a second kid.
They were trying to put the baby in the older kid's seat. You can't sit in a seat that's not your name. What if it's a terrorist?
Oh, stop it. 1-year-old terrorist. Give me a fucking break.
Okay, so this actually helps my theory that...
It could be a baby terrorist.
No, this person was hired by United to get some heat off
them.
Because...
Danny Too Woke.
This is like... what you just described makes perfect sense. Like, you shouldn't be able to do that.
No, you
shouldn't be able to just switch people in your seats.
Even if it's a 1- and a 2-year-old?
Like, the person whose seat that was never checked into the flight.
Don't travel with
So they gave it to a standby person. You can't have a terrorist baby on the flight.
The airline is 100% right in this one.
What? I think that's not crazy to think that someone sewed a bomb into a baby.
It could happen. If they haven't done it, they have the idea now.
No, but the airline... They might have gone too far with being like... Your
the
kid,
foster care line is incredible.
Yeah, that's fine. But what this guy was trying to do should not be... You should be punished
well,
for that.
Well, I didn't
not
realize
punished,
I had airline airport rules sticklers on the panel with me today.
Look, I read up on the story
that you guys put your fucking seat buckles on and everything. I'm sure, like... Shout out to Uncle Chaps. I'm sure you listen to all the instructions, too.
Please, I don't turn off my phones either. Dave does that. The other thing, though, the dad, I liked his demeanor the whole thing. Like, when they were like, we'll put your kids in foster care, the dad was like, don't threaten me with a good time. It's fucking
like,
midnight.
Take them.
I'm on my way home from vacation.
Take
them. If you want these fucking kids,
I've thought about giving them to orphanages all the time.
Airlines should just be like, you have to check your phone or something, because this is going to keep happening. Now, this is like the new rage. Taking videos of shit happening on airplanes like this.
My man Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, done with public life. Retired from public life. Now, he's 95 and he's about to die, so that's why.
Wait, I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive. He's just retiring from public life.
But he's dead. Like...
Yeah. Well, have you seen the movie Get Out?
No.
Have you seen the movie Get Out?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
The royals do that kind of stuff, though. I don't want to spoil it, but like, that dude is going to be like, his brain, you know. No spoilers, but let me just say that.
In the backyard at midnight?
Yeah, it could happen.
Well, it's like Fidel Castro. Remember Fidel Castro died like 4 years before they said he died?
Right.
They just didn't let him come out. Yeah, they didn't let him come out of his palace.
It would not surprise me if there's some shenanigans going on. But in general, the move of retiring from public life is awesome.
I'm sure there's going to be some like royal family sticklers here who are going to say I'm an idiot. How is this guy not the king if he's married to the queen?
We tried to figure this out. The only thing I can think is that he's through marriage and she was like through blood.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That's how it
but
works.
Still, shouldn't you be able to marry your way into the kinghood?
I don't think anymore.
But
I think
so then who's the king right now?
There's no king.
What do you mean? There's got to be a king.
The king's dead.
See, this is what
the next king
will
be king.
No, it's like, dude, I've
Prince William will be king, right?
What about Game of Thrones? Cersei's queen because there's no king.
Who's the next king? Prince William?
William will become king when Queen dies.
What if William dies?
Prince Harry.
Not William's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now,
see, this is all fucked up.
That might be right.
I don't even know who we're talking about anymore.
I think Prince Harry gets fucked.
Yeah.
But so, he's out. You know
Prince Harry?
Yeah,
but Harry?
I know who Prince Harry is. I didn't know this Prince Philip guy even existed. And my first question was, how is he not the king?
If you fucked the queen, you should be the king.
You fucked the queen.
Like, that's
a good stipulation.
That's one of those rules.
You've been inside the queen.
England has had, these stupid fucking antiquated rules for hundreds and thousands of years. Like, hey, guys, it's 2017. If you fuck the queen, you're the king.
Would you fuck the queen?
If I could become the king?
What if you can't
like right
the
now?
King?
Right
but
now.
You can just tell the
if
story.
If I could become the king,
Queen
I'd
Elizabeth.
Fuck the queen right now.
But if, no, you don't get to become king. You just get to tell people I fuck
the queen.
I don't
know, man. She's like,
yeah, no, I'm still,
old,
I'm still, I'm no, dude.
Old.
For that story.
I've probably had sex uglier girls than the
she's
queen.
Pretty
queen
she's pretty old.
Dude, I bet you the queen knows some things, too. She's been around. She's very experienced.
By the way, this is like, we could go to jail in England for this.
Oh, yeah, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
They'll chop your hands off for some shit for talking like this.
You can't talk like this.
God bless
I wouldn't fuck her, then I'd make love to her.
Would you let the queen give you a blumpkin?
Of course.
The queen,
what's
no,
the,
I wouldn't.
What's the downside
it's
of that?
It's too disrespectful to the queen. She's above blumpkins.
Fuck that. We're in America. I don't care.
What is it? Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets?
Yeah, that's what she is.
That's the queen.
That's exactly what she is. The royals are getting down. Those high society people.
Yeah, they're all.
Oh, yes. They go to the craziest sex parties. That's.
She invented sex parties like 100 years ago.
If your family was created from just brothers and sisters fucking, you're
there's
into some weird shit.
There is some weird shit.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Inbreeding to keep that shit in the. This is what we're just talking about. Dan, try to keep up with the
again, Game of Thrones. Don't you watch Game of Thrones?
I'm not a big monarch guy.
Not in the monarchy.
No, I'm not a big
I like the pageantry
guy.
Of it all.
I do too.
Yeah, I wish I was a royal. It'd be dope. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to some sports here at Barstool Sports. Michigan State, Demetrius Cooper. He has a plea bargain deal where he's not allowed to drink anything. Snapchats himself chugging a bottle of, I don't know, Hennessy or something. Dan, what was that reaction?
I mean, this fucking guy, you ratted on him. What the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah. It's all these things. It always comes down to two things. You're dumb for putting it on the video or doing it while phones are out. But the rats and the snitches.
Like, you'd expect
it.
That guy to be a Michigan fan who posted it. But I think it was a Michigan State kid.
Who, you think it was, like, spite? Or you think it was, like, this is so cool, I'm hanging with Demetrius Cooper, and then I'll whoop.
No,
I think he
saw the Snapchat.
Was it a screenshot of it? Snapchatted it himself. It was a selfie.
Right. I'm saying this.
Saying like the Michigan State kid who tweeted it is a
just
fucking
a
rat, and like he probably that's one
so
of those
that's
stories.
Dude,
he,
I gotta
he
run
wanted
that guy
the attention.
Out of school.
Like
he
you wouldn't rat on Tom Brady.
I would,
you're
but
not,
if I, but he went
not,
to Michigan State.
Yeah,
they're at the same school.
It'd
be like, you
rat
on Tom Brady.
You wouldn't rat on Tom Brady.
I see. I thought it was
I would
a Michigan kid
Tom
with
Brady
a Michigan State.
Right, right.
I got
you. Right. So you got, like.
It just doesn't make sense.
Right. That just blows my mind. And yeah, I'd say if you're on probation, probably shouldn't be, you know.
Well,
chugging the alcohol.
You're
I was waiting for
drink. You just can't do it.
I was waiting for him to like take a drink of like a Solo cup and be like, oh, it might not be, but it was just
straight
out of the bottle.
Well, this could be poor racial awareness. I didn't realize Hennessy is like a party drink. Like you chug a bottle of Hennessy.
They love Hennessy.
I don't want to get problematic here, but I think that's, well, it's not a white guy move, but
it's not put it this way. When we did Coachella at Caroline's, the entire bar, we drank the entire bar dry, all the stoolies.
Mm-hmm.
The Hennessy was left.
There was only Hennessy.
That's all you need to say.
But still, even if you're a Hennessy fan, I didn't realize it was like a, let's chug a bottle of Hennessy. I thought it was like you have it in one of those fancy goblet
Ciroc?
Type glasses.
Yeah, but that's how
it's what's part. Ciroc?
Ciroc's Diddy's vodka.
That's right.
Come on,
I'll
chug
a bottle of Ciroc.
Yeah. Vodka's vodka. LeBron. He's suing. So the other game, he grabbed that beer, pretended to drink it. The brewer of that beer was publicizing it. I guess it turns out that they made a quitness brew. Is that the problem?
Yes.
So when he left Cleveland, they made a quitness beer. So now he's mad that they are getting shine, and he's. Well, I didn't read the story. I'm sorry.
He's gonna.
He's
sue
threatening
him.
To sue them.
Yeah, he said. Says the last thing I was buying right
now.
He's
not gonna sue them.
He said his legal team's gonna handle it, but he said his last thing I was buying right now. This is another instance. This whole blog is another instance of Dave just not recognizing that he's LeBron James.
Well.
In what sense?
Like, he would freak out if someone tried to use his image to.
He
destroy
bitched
that
about
company.
It for a while with Lisa.
Yep, that's actually exactly what happened with Lisa.
Yeah,
Mattresses, 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 mattresses by Lisa.
Right, but so really with the story, though, what Dave misses is if you think LeBron, and I don't like LeBron, but if you think LeBron was like, we got to sue these guys, you're insane. He's got a
He's
whole
got
posse
enterprise.
In,
yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that word.
Racial.
Phil Jackson, right?
Yeah, right.
He's got a whole group of friends.
Yeah.
Business
associates. And their job is basically to look out for LeBron And they probably, there's probably guys in that group of friends that aren't doing a lot day to day, so they gotta like, hey, busy work, we'll sue this.
Oh, so now they're lazy, the posse's lazy.
No, I'm not saying that, you said that, you said lazy. I'm not saying lazy. I'm saying if I was in LeBron's group of friends, I probably wouldn't be working super hard, but when I saw an opportunity like this to be like, I got your back.
I hear what you're saying.
I'd jump at that.
If I'm LeBron, I think I'm like, guys, relax.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
LeBron has anything
to do with
this.
Especially when you're doing zero, dark 30, 23, and you're in the playoffs, right, and you have other fish to fry. I don't want to be answering questions for the media, which he's going to get
but dude,
at some point.
But this is also one of those, I mean, like, Michael Jordan, like, if you even say, like, Jumpman, you get
cease and desist.
Right, like, yeah. That's, you got to, if you're that rich and you have that much power, like, you have to protect your brand.
The only thing I'll say, though, is that it's like a situation he brought about. It's
yeah.
Like, if and he... didn't do that, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, no, that's true. But
can't knock the hustle of the Brewers.
And the ultimate irony coming all the way back is LeBron, even if he was involved in like, you know, like we got to sue these guys, he's just holding a grudge, which Dave loves grudges.
Yeah.
Like well, they bashed him on the way out of town. You don't get the benefit well, now that he's back.
Dave's always defense back of that. Dave being LeBron and yeah. LeBron being Dave correct. And no one
Dave's defense of that was that we came back to the Cavs after the Cavs bashed him. Well, the Cavs are paying him a shitload of money. If the brewery wants to start paying him a shitload of money, I'm sure he'll let bygones be right. Bygones with them, too.
Do think LeBron doing that was lame.
The beer sip was
the
lame.
The beer sip.
Beer sip was lame.
I think it happened pretty quickly, though.
I think like, if you had a sip, it's funny.
It's also just such even. Disrespect to the yeah. Raptors. Like, the Raptors are such a joke of an organization.
He treated that game like it was a Globetrotters game. He was fucking clowning around the whole. He put up, like, 39 the other night, last night on 10 of 14
I know.
Shooting.
I
it's
know.
Like.
The Raptors are such
what?
A joke.
They will God. Always be that until they leave Canada, until they change.
Even
their name,
the Bulls
the
would beat
Raptors.
LeBron in game one. Well, like, we'd have at least a
at
half of a fight.
At the very least, like, try to put him on his ass. I know he's like 6'8, 350, but
yeah,
like,
I'm
come
not
on.
Trying to put LeBron James on his ass.
We yeah, I saw a stat. They've lost like every single game in Cleveland by 25 points.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath every single time. Hasn't pride one time.
One time.
Back to New York City where we got this fucking kid just sucking on licking the bar of the subway. Like the handrail, like it's a goddamn dick. This guy, this is gonna be like the new plague. Like the germs he picked up from that mixed with the human germs, and that guy is patient zero. When there's a new plague that breaks out, blame that fucking idiot.
I used to do this shit.
John.
I used to like touch handrails and like
No.
I was like the touchy kid. No.
Touching is one thing. Did you lick it up and down?
I think I licked like some stuff, yeah. Until my dad told me I was like, I remember
your dad told you were fucking disgusting and embarrassing the fellow Bird
family? I remember I was going to a Boston College football game. I was leaving the parking lot and I was like, just like being real handsy with everything. And my dad said, do you know people piss on everything? Right? And so
it's
for
true,
like
man.
The next 3 years of life, I just thought the world had been pissed on.
I
stopped touching
John,
everything.
John,
altogether.
The world has been pissed on. Yeah. That's not 3 years ago. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Everything you see in New York City has been pissed on.
True.
We just put up a video the other day of some homeless woman masturbating furiously on the subway. Her bodily fluids are all over that pole too.
Was she hot?
Huh? She was not hot.
I don't think she was attractive. She didn't look bad. She was like real hammered.
She was hammer time. And that's what you're licking when you get all handsy and shit.
You remember
I don't do it anymore. I grew out of it. It was just it was a phase.
Remember? This is a blast from the past. I don't know if you guys remember. Remember that video like 3 years ago when like the two hot lesbians were eating each other's pussy on the train?
Yes. Because that was a point of contention. Didn't you post it and Dave said you shouldn't have?
Yeah, I think he got mad at me. Yes. I was like I think I even said like nice little tuna lunch or something. On the train. Yeah, Dave got
bad.
Mad at
that
me. That's
that
right.
That just tasted bad.
All right. That was
that
good
was hot,
blast from the past.
That was
yeah.
Like she was on her knees. And
yeah,
everything.
They were
I mean,
hot. They were both really hot.
Also, though, you have to look at this from the other side, too. Where this is a
what
good,
is the other side of this?
This is a good way to build your immune system. What if this kid just never gets sick now?
I agree with that.
So
I agree with that.
No.
I agree with that.
We live in a society that's not reasonable.
It's aggressive, but I agree with the immune system defense.
I'm with, like, you don't need to sanitize your hands all the time. Not that you need to like deep throat the fucking pole on the subway.
But there's a reason why Dave.
He wasn't deep throat.
He was
going
to the
he was going to the competent. Oh,
I do think that the subway does help the immune system. I do.
Yeah, but not fucking licking the poles. Basic rules. God damn it! I can't believe I'm getting any pushback from you fucking
video.
Idiots. Last one up. Incredible video. This the chick officiating this wedding in the middle of the bride's vows, just fucking throws up everywhere.
And empower you to do the things that you dream. I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best friend. I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance, and in seasons of scarcity.
With a Feidelberg, just pukes absolutely everywhere. Usually you see like the bride or the groom will like be the one that passes out, but the, I mean, you're the officiant. You got to just stand there and get through it.
This,
what is she like nervous about? What is she throwing up over?
She's sick. She's trying to war through it. I respect that.
You got to cancel this wedding,
that was
though,
her
right?
Super Bowl. You can't cancel you can't someone's wedding married. Because you're sick.
It's like Christopher Moltisanti getting made and he sees the crow and he's like, this is bad luck. That's bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get
that,
married.
That wedding is
that wife yeah. wasn't having it.
That's she went, bad
she
luck.
Right through. She went right, she's like, this isn't stopping.
No one's going through my, no one's ruining my vows. We'll edit this out of the video. We're good.
No, you gotta cancel that. That's bad luck. At least the guy should try.
You know what that is?
That's he should be like, hey,
that's the preemptive breakup. The guy needs to be like, well,
yeah. This is a bad sign.
Because the
yeah.
girl is going through with no matter what.
I respect the officiant though, because she was like, that's Terrell Owens playing in the Super Bowl with a broken leg. She was obviously sick. She's like, this is a big day. You think I got a man up.
I think that
I'm
was
gonna,
like,
I'm going to go officiate this wedding.
I'm a fat girl, can't stand here the whole time. I'm hot and I puke. I don't think she had like the flu. That's my take on it.
You think she's just hot and fat?
I do. I think
hot and fat.
Yo, hot and fat is a disease. Hot and fat is a disease.
And you, if you don't lock, you know, you lock your knees when you stand there too long. Yeah. You'll
get real tired. I feel like you feel unwell.
This is kind of like off topic. I feel like you run hot. I run hot. I'm hot all the time. I feel like you're a run hot guy.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, just like I'm always hot.
Oh yeah, I hate my spot because I'm right next to the radiator and the heat's always on in the winter in this office.
You also have turned corner into like a fucking igloo.
Yeah,
shit.
No, but it's I.
See, it's, I
agree.
Take...
I agree with you. I'd rather bundle up and have it be cold than have it be hot and like dying.
I can't take cars in New York City anymore because it's
yes, it, same. I get car sick. Yes,
I get so
that's why
every
it's crazy
time.
That Dave.
But and people are like,
so
oh,
I get car sick. I get car sick even if I'm you know. In an Uber at midnight and there's no traffic.
Yeah.
I get car sick.
It's just in New York City. I mean, it's not the first time I've ever taken a cab. I take cabs in Boston all the time.
City is eating all you guys.
It seriously does.
Eating all you
so car sick.
Yeah. I take the train now no matter what because I get car sick.
All right. On to the after show. I see Bob Fox lurking. So
oh, you had one more. You had the look-alikes.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Get that out of here, Bob. Two of the best Barstool doppelgangers you'll ever see, which is...
On the same day.
That's a thing. Like, there's a lot of them out there. Yeah. For whatever reason, a lot of guys look like us, and we always get them on Twitter and email. Hey, check out... You, especially. You have a thousand.
Everyone looks like you.
Everyone looks like you. I have a Play-Doh face. I'm like the many-faced god. It's every single fucking person looks
Everybody
like
looks
me.
Like you.
But none are as good as today's were.
Today's, it was a big cat and a Chaps. Which one's better? The problem, Chaps doesn't have the, that guy was fat, and Chaps isn't fat.
So funny.
He had the Astros hat and the ginger beard.
Before
the glasses,
I zoomed in on Chaps is when he tweeted this morning, I was like, oh shit, Chaps
that's
is
in
town.
New York.
I didn't know that.
Yours yeah, looked, I mean, and he's doing like
the
Cubs
hat,
over,
yeah,
like,
he had the tongue out, I do that sometimes, because I'm like, you know, a little slow in the head. He was fat, he had the mustache, the Cubs hat, stealing something. That one was pretty ridiculous. I'll admit. That's like usually someone will just send me a picture of a guy in a mustache and be like, that doesn't look like me. That fat guy stealing non-alcoholic wine, that was me.
That because it even had Dan's face of the GIF, which is like my favorite GIF of all time. The one with Dan making up.
Yeah.
And it's
that was it.
It's like he's stealing the non-alcoholic wine, which is just grape juice, right?
I think so.
And it's just unfermented grape juice.
New Zealand, too. Wild that it's New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bizarro Dan. It's on the other side of the world.
Seriously, that is the theory. Like, there's someone exactly like you somewhere in this world.
The toilets spin backwards, and
my guy's just
Dan.
Stealing non-alcoholic wine in New Zealand.
But he's not the opposite. You said the world sports.
Right.
It's
the
same.
It's the same.
Right. All right, we're moving on to the after show, which is very important. It's brought to you by UFC 211. We're bringing in our boy Bob Fox, who's our...
I thought we were bringing him in for Nerd Day.
So did I. So let's get that out of the way. Go ahead, say it.
May the 4th be with you guys.
Drop dead, Bob.
Right.
I'd never heard anyone say that my whole life. I thought it was just a Twitter thing, and like the people getting mad about it were the ones overreacting. Until Bob
Until you heard
in.
It.
Bob
this is not Star Wars I learned today.
It's Star Trek, which
I
is like...
I do. I've never seen a second of Star Wars or Star Trek.
And he's not into Game of Thrones. All right, we got it. You're cool, Dan.
No, I'm not cool. I'm just not.
So, after show's brought to you by UFC 211.
UFC 211.
Saturday, May 13th. And we got our expert here. So what can we expect?
UFC 211, biggest fight card of the year. American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. Two title fights in the same card. You got Stipe Miocic defending the heavyweight title against Junior Dos Santos. Rematch. They had a 5-round war in 2014. They're going to have another war. Co-main event, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, maybe the most dominant female fighter of all time, looking to defend her title.
She cute?
Ooh, is she Ronda Rousey? Then she's not.
No, she's better than Ronda Rousey, for sure.
Don't think
Now,
she doesn't get the press Ronda got.
Bob,
so
you were a big Ronda guy.
I'm a huge Ronda guy.
You actually probably ruined her career.
Joanna, on her water bottles before the fights, will write, like, in 2 days, I will kill a bitch and continue my violent arenas champion.
I can get down with that.
She murders faces.
I can write
that
on this couple
well,
too.
She got to back it up.
She makes, like, girls' faces look like Sour Patch Kids. It's a sick fight card. Biggest fight card of the year. UFC.com/PPV. Or on TV, right?
Yeah.
And the link is on the rundown belief. UFC.com.
I'm going to buy it.
Right below this video.
Robbie, go buy it.
Everyone's going to be Twittering. Don't miss out.
Now, a very, very big moment, watershed moment here for Barstool Sports. We're introducing a brand new member of the team. He's the first ever Barstool Sports gay blogger. Welcome, Gay Pat.
Thank you.
You are the Jackie Robinson of gay guys.
Don't clap. Yes. They're clapping too. That was a patronizing clap. People were like,
"Oh." Actually, I have something.
Like a handicapped kid walking for the first time.
First of all, he's tall. Like, everybody's fucking tall. Another like 6'3" guy.
Just a little speck shirt.
And they go, "Oh, he's already." And give it to fights. Give it to fights. I mean, that's already a bestseller.
It should say Saturdays for the boys on this.
You got to get down.
That's what you got.
You got to get down with that.
Because that's where our real money maker is. Once that goes gay.
Yeah, what is we're this saying? What's the, it's the no kids, what do you call? I don't even know.
That one.
I can't even decide what you were
saying. That was a roller coaster right
gay,
there.
It's, I know people, someone fact check.
Double income, no kids?
Yeah, what is it?
Double income, no kids?
Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
It's a dick.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah, you guys got
you're
that.
A dick.
Yeah.
What is, I don't get
double
it.
Double income, no kids.
Yeah, okay.
Gay
that's
guys.
What
gay guys.
They'll buy double the fucking For the Boys shirts. Oh, talk about marketing now, John.
I see that.
If
okay.
If you need Pat's credentials, he likes dudes and he works with Andy Collins. So that's like your
double used
gay.
Used to work with Andy Collins.
Okay.
So that's like.
Who's
you know.
A big fan of Saturdays for the Boys? So.
Yes. Are you nervous at all that we're not
going to act like this the whole time?
No, I don't want to say. I don't think we're homophobic.
I don't think we're homophobic at all.
I think we skew to the other side.
I think maybe our comment section might not be. Are you nervous about your first blog?
I'm a little nervous about the first blog. I thought about the comment section. I don't know. I'm not really worried about it. I mean, obviously, I'm going to get destroyed in the comments section.
There's
going to be an element. There's going to be an element of that.
I think gay bashing is so.
There
like,
will be some, but I.
So lame. Right.
For the most part, I actually. I don't think. There'll be some, obviously.
Always. But I bet you it's not.
I'm not worried about it.
It won't be bad. I don't think it'll be. As bad as you expect.
So what's your expertise?
In terms of what?
Like, what are you going to be blogging about?
Well, this is kind of weird how I got here. Like, I just kind of showed up today. I've been communicating via, like, the burner email on Barstool.
Yep. He's been writing burner emails
up until
for
a few days ago. And I'm told to just blog gay stories.
So he's covering gay shit. I mean, he's our gay correspondent to start. So he was like, just gay shit.
I was afraid I was like inundating you with too many gay stories. He was like, "That's all you. That's
at
all you can
at this company
do.
With Dave Portnoy, there's no such thing as
you
too
know
much
that
gay shit.
You know like you're gonna be you're disappointing to Dave because like you don't have like streamers and shit and like glitter.
Well,
like,
I
that's
say,
what he thinks.
I'll give you a little inside scoop. I was like, "Gay Pat is here. Like, I'm gonna introduce him on the after show." And he was like, "Okay, cool. Is he flamboyant?"
Yeah, like
so that's what he wants.
Yeah, so
he
might have to turn it up.
I'll play it up. I'll
you might have to turn it up.
Turn on your gayness.
You gotta understand, Dave thinks in cartoons.
Right.
So like when he's like, "Oh, we got a gay guy," like he's thinking like you're gonna come in and be like sassing it up.
And well, right. I'll say this: like, you this know, is you're a just... dope piece of merch right off the bat. And if there's one thing that Dave loves more than like flamboyant gay, it's merch.
True merch.
So you're already in his good graces.
Dave, the kind of conversations we had with Dave because he like Pat said, he'd been emailing tips. So I think like a week ago, I was like, "Dave, you've been like reading these, like this kid's pretty good." Dave's like, yeah. So then a couple of days ago, he kind of emailed you back and said, "We're going to start." And then Dave was like, "But we're going to defer to him on anything that's too offensive or too over the top, whatever." So, and then right away, Dave goes, "You're only allowed to write about gay stuff." And then he was like, "I don't know if I'm like, gay Pat's kind of a little too nail on the head. Like maybe we'll, like, Andy Cohen used to call him straight Pat," which I thought was really funny.
Which is so much funnier.
And then Dave is like, "No, it's
like
gay
calling
Pat.
Me slim.
Like we're going to defer to the gay kid, but then hang on, I'm making you do all this stuff right now."
Okay.
I think you should be straight Pat.
I like straight Pat too, but Dave makes
But gay Pat's pretty funny too. Either way, you're good to go, man.
All right.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Should you do Mary Fuck Kill for us?
I was going to say, like, is there any
Mary Fuck Kill right now?
Yeah, do it. I mean, and
might as well.
We won't be offended.
Yeah.
Mary Fuck Kill.
I will be offended, just so you
know. Just so you know, right, I'm really going to take this to heart.
We're going to have to kill fights.
Dead.
Yo, maybe that's worse than a girl killing you.
That is
guy?
Worse than yeah. Because as I've been trained to know, all gay guys want to fuck
now, wait,
every dude.
Now, I think... Would you rather be married or fucked?
I don't know.
I think I'd rather be married.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because I think I want to live that double income, no
yeah,
kids
yeah,
gay
right.
Life.
That sounds pretty
so,
sweet.
So, play it like it is.
Is this trying... All right. I think I would... I would maybe marry Big Cat.
Oh, wow. Ooh, there we go. Right. All the t-shirts.
Yes, yeah,
you're same. Getting fucked, Kevin.
You know what? That's because I'm sexy t-shirt. As shit. When gay guys want to fuck you, that means you're sexy. All
right, so
that's a big win. I'm pissed. That would have been one to hang up on the wall. Yeah. Like, gay guys want to fuck me.
Yes.
That sucks.
I mean, I'm putting that in the Twitter bio.
All my, like, look at these pants. These are for
all
nothing.
All for nothing.
They're for nothing now.
Oh, gay Pat coming in hot. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Check out your first vlogs will be up tomorrow. So be on the site. I mean, shout out to all the gay stoolers out there. You got a voice now.
Yes. Right. Let's go. Excited. We're going to get that. Now we need to just, what other holes do we got to fill in? We need like a...
Like every other minority.
Yeah, basically every, yeah. Yeah. Every other, yeah.
We got Tyler. We got Pat.
I wouldn't hate if we had like an Indian
Tyler?
Dude.
Tyler's on.
Yeah, we don't, like, Tyler doesn't
tape.
Post it.
Oh, yeah. New franchise. If we got an Indian dude and a Native American dude and just had them go to war.
Well, we don't want any Indians.
Pretty good, right? Wait, like, content.
Both kinds of Indians?
Yeah, we, right. Just make yeah, them like, fight? Who, yeah.
This who, seems like a civil.
Yeah,
issue.
Like it's almost like
who's the Indians? Prevailing Indian?
Yeah, like Sean like, Salisbury, John Clayton deal. Like they just debate.
I'm a better Indian.
Yeah. I mean, now the wheels
are fucking.
We
need like one
screwed.
With like a headdress.
Yes.
One with That's the what red saying. Dot. Red dot or feather.
That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're coming yeah. for you next, Barstool
calling,
Indians.
Calling out. Yeah.
Barstool Native Americans, Barstool Indians.
Let's
come get some.
Let's go.
All right. That's the rundown.